Welcome back to Spill with Spearmint. We have Sherry, Carolyn, and me, Alicia, on the podcast today.
We're excited to be here.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome. All right. Well, I think we want to get into a little bit of Love is Blind.
Oh, we're getting right into it, aren't we?
Yes. Straight into it. So I watched the first 8 episodes. So they, I believe, just got into the apartments that they're going to be living in together. And so I feel like we just need to talk about it because I can get some spoilers because I think that anything that's going to become an issue, I can already see hints of issues.
Wait, so you have to tell everybody, have we told everybody how you're watching Love is Blind?
I am watching Love is Blind while I'm working here at work with Sherry's Netflix because I don't have Netflix.
So Alicia works upstairs. Well, you work upstairs and downstairs, mm-hmm. but upstairs we have a huge open room with a TV. So we set up the Netflix on the TV so Alicia can watch it while she's working so she can catch up to all of us.
Yeah. I will say at the beginning, so me and Yulia were watching it too. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, I think we weren't paying as close attention as we needed to when mm-hmm. you like see their faces and learn their names for the first time.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm not going to like know their names as well, but like I know generally.
Well, I'll be honest. You know? I watch it and I pay attention pretty well. And I'm always like, wait, what's his name again? What's her name again?
Yeah.
So I still don't know their names, but I do agree. Like mm-hmm. there is it as much as it. I feel like I could say it moves fast, but I also feel like it really moves slow. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you kind of do have to pay attention because there's little conversations they're having that come up again and again.
Yeah.
I think so.
I also saw, I was telling you guys about that. I saw people watching it with like a blanket over the TV so they can kind of like experience it like other people. But we were thinking about that because Yulia was watching it with her back to the TV, mm-hmm. but she didn't know any of their names because it has it on the screen.
Oh.
So it was even worse for her. So I'm like, I don't know how those girls were doing it with the blanket covering.
Yeah, how are they doing it? That's
then you'd have to immediately memorize all of their voices.
Right, that would be hard. Like, who's talking to who? Like, you have no idea.
Maybe you can, like, cover the first, like, 2/3 of the screen or something like that, and then you could see the little name tag or something. I don't know.
That sounds hard.
But what episode are you guys on?
All right, so John and I binged 3 episodes on Saturday night. I think we started around 9, and then we finished at midnight. What about you, Carolyn? When did you watch?
Very similar story. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, but I think we put our kids to bed at like 6:30. So it was like more like 6:30 to 9:30.
So you watched all 3 of them?
Yeah, we did.
Well, okay. How did Andrew do with that?
He just sits in silence and like, I don't know.
I thought he doesn't like the show.
He doesn't.
Did he say anything the whole time or was he like,
I feel like once in a while he'll make a comment, mm-hmm. but honestly, I'm pretty okay with just talking out loud and knowing that he's kind of like, it's satisfying to me to at least like be like, oh, like, you know, comment mm-hmm. and know that someone's listening. Even if he's like,
what is like a comment he made? Like, what's a thought he had?
I feel like portions of like Dave and Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, come on. Like, how are they still together? Like,
so would stuff he, like that. Does he like take a side? Does he take like, I'm on Lauren's side or I'm on Dave's side or what?
I think
how does his brain work?
Yeah. I think when it's really opposing people, he will take a side. But I think for some of the couples, if I was like, what do you think about them? He's like, wait, who are they? Like, he's there, but he's not always like there watching.
Right.
I don't know.
So what does he think should have happened with Lauren and Dave?
I think him and I probably both think that Dave shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was ready for any relationship.
He seems like a jerk.
Like, once he saw Lauren, you know, they had the reveal. I don't think there was any, like, chemistry in mm-hmm. on their, what is it, honeymoon? Like, what do you call it that? Or vacation?
Yeah, their honeymoon.
Because
they proposed.
I think we both think, like, things should have just ended, like, they should have gone their separate ways.
They should give each person the option to say, nope, love isn't blind.
Yeah.
I quit.
Yeah.
I quit. Like they should be able to push a buzzer. Like continue or didn't work for me.
Never mind.
No, because I think they would be able to get out of it.
Yeah. I think that they would be too like embarrassed to do that though. Like they would be too like, oh, then I'm admitting that love isn't blind. Like, I don't know.
Maybe. But look, I do agree that like sometimes you have to like keep going to see if that person becomes right. attractive to you. Yeah. But you know, they say like in this first 7 seconds for a man, the man knows if he's physically attracted that there'll be chemistry. Mm-hmm. So it's unlikely if there isn't at the reveal isn't chemistry that it's going to grow on him because he's already connected himself emotionally towards her. Mm-hmm. So if, I don't know, I feel like maybe it would be easier for the guy to opt out. I don't know what's worse. Like, I just feel like him continuing on this path of right. trying to, it just, to me, it just seemed like he tried to be an asshole for so long trying to get her to break up with him and she just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right? Like, he was an asshole to her many, many times.
Yeah.
And she just refused to give up. It was like, I found myself watching being like, come on, Lauren. Like, yeah. he doesn't like you. Mm. Like, if a guy likes you, especially in the beginning, like, he should be smitten.
Yeah.
He should be like.
He can't wait to show his sister.
Yeah. He can't wait to show his sister. He can't keep his hands off you.
His sister was the, oh my gosh. When he kept talking about his sister, I feel like his sister has to be so, like, obnoxious or something. I don't know. That was annoying.
I think most of it's made up.
You think so?
I think, oh, his friends care so much and his sister. Nobody cares that much about the other person.
I agree.
Like, I think he just used it to try to get her to break up with him.
Gotcha.
He didn't want to say, this is not going to work for me.
Well, he was even saying in the pots, he was talking about his sister. I'm scared if my sister's going to like you.
That's
like, shut up.
Right. I
do you like her or not?
That's true.
I do think there are families that have a dynamic where your family's opinion does play a larger like voice in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do think there's, is a reality to it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I kept saying to the TV and into my own husband, like a 35-ish year old man, mm-hmm. if you want something, like,
I think
the
most, 30, I think he's 32.
Oh, 32. Mm, okay. So. The most like, I feel like masculine leader, like you're ready for marriage quality is to be more than comfortable.
Independent.
Not like you're making this decision, you know, from your own mindset, not what, well, this is what my sister and my friends and my family are worried about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I think it's good. It's like wise to have like your friends and family speak into your life.
Right.
But it wasn't coming from a place of like when he would talk to Lauren, he wasn't worried about, he was like, well, I understand you, but they don't. Well, that's their problem then. If he had actual he was trying to just put the blame on them instead of himself.
Yeah, right.
I'm either I'm not into you or I'm actually concerned about these things. And so like, it's irrelevant that his sister and his friends are.
God, what did he say at one point? He said to her, well, like, it was almost like you're not good enough to take home.
Yes.
And I forget how he worded it.
I don't want to waste their time.
I don't want to waste their time. At that point, she like, come on. I mean, as a woman, stand up for yourself. Yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
That's
I'd be like, I'm out.
No.
Like, he was giving her like intentional red flags. Break up with me. He was saying, break up with me. Now, do I think he's a kind of a scumbag for not just breaking up with her? Yeah, but he was giving her every opportunity to break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just can't believe she wouldn't. I don't
That's
know.
That's sad.
I can't imagine dating a guy who kept giving me those red flags and I'd keep going.
Yeah.
I thought it was really annoying since I'm not quite to them living together. And I'm sure a lot of the things you're talking about are from there.
Mm-hmm.
But like while they were on the boat together, like he kept bringing up Molly first off, which was annoying, and then they kept talking about it. And it was like, well, clearly you should break up with him right then because he won't stop talking about Molly.
Yes.
And I think you guys deserve each other. Go be with Molly.
Yeah.
But it was annoying because everything that she would say, he would be like, yeah, me too. And then when he was talking to the men, they brought all like the men together. I started noticing everything he would say was, yeah, me too. And then he would think of like an experience and it was like, it was kind of a little bit different than what you said earlier. You're just agreeing with whatever someone says. I feel like you just aren't comfortable in the situation and you're trying to adapt to it. And maybe you feel like kind of a jerk for breaking up with her because she doesn't look the way you want.
Right.
But clearly you're not into her.
Yeah.
So you need to leave.
Clearly you're not into her. But in my opinion, like, I can't imagine being a woman that didn't clearly understand that he's not into me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't imagine being on the other side of it. So, like, I'm not saying I defend Dave, but I just can't I don't get Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't imagine going into dating and not taking cues.
I would think that there's also an aspect of like understanding since there's like cameras, like, oh, maybe I'm like missing something that mm-hmm. like I would feel self-conscious about, like people being mad at me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. You would still be like thinking of someone watching you and their mm-hmm. opinion, even though yeah. you're trying to like suppress that. I think that would still be in the back of your head. Like, well, maybe I'm going to be the bad guy if I break up with him.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, look, he was clearly not trying to be the bad guy, but he just looks more of the bad guy by just not being honest with his feelings.
Yeah.
Right? Because he just, this is like so ridiculous, some of the things he's saying. Mm. Like, I just can't, I don't know. It's very weird. That relationship is very weird. I think that for Dave, I think that if she would have looked a different way, it would have gone a completely different way. I think he's, he needs the chemistry, the physical chemistry, mm-hmm. in addition to emotional. Mm-hmm. I think some people can get through and become more attracted to the way someone looks, and some people can't. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was a deal breaker for him.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever say explicitly it was about her looks, or do you guys just suspect that from the episodes?
Well, based on the fact that he was basically in love with her enough to propose before he saw her, mm-hmm. and then he saw her, and then everything changed, mm-hmm. I would say it's probably the physical. What about you, Carolyn?
He never made any comments, okay. I don't think. I wouldn't be surprised. I definitely think appearance plays a huge role in any mm-hmm. relationship, including theirs. But I also think just even the comments he was making in the pods before he saw her, I do think he has a lot of insecurities and like can't make decisions. I mean, well, we know he was already uncomfortable that he did something against his sister by going on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, there was this dynamic of I went against my family for even being here. Mm. So I think he would have honestly struggled with almost anyone. Unless, I mean, but again, I'm sure someone models, like, looks can make up for it.
Do you guys think, like, could there be a possibility? I don't even know if I think this, but I'm just kind of questioning it. Is there a possibility he kind of made up the whole family thing to have an out? Because he was worried about falling in love with somebody and then seeing them and not being attracted?
Maybe so. At least exaggerated
it. Almost feels like the whole time he was like kind of planning an out by using someone else other than himself.
Maybe yeah. so.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I just think it's odd that everybody cared so much about him going on the show. Like, he's some little kid. And it seemed like, you know, it sounds like he has an active dating life. Like, outside the show.
Well, he cheated on his last girlfriend.
Right. So, or not, I guess not a dating life, but he has an act of, like, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. Girl life. Yeah. Female, like, yeah. opposite sex life. Yeah. I guess an act of sex life, right? So, yeah. It almost just felt like he was, like, building it up so he'd make sure to be able to get an out if he needed one.
That's true.
Mm. I don't know. It's the whole thing's just so weird. Mm-hmm. Right, like, I wonder, like, what is, like, his sister is thinking now, like, watching this whole thing play out, like, oh my god, I look like this crazy psycho.
I know.
Used me to get out of this relationship. Like, what if she's totally normal and none of this is even exists?
Exactly.
This weirdness.
Yeah, Alicia, you said something earlier that I want to just bring up, because you said they were talking a lot about Molly. Mm-hmm. And you said, like, they deserve each other.
Ooh, okay,
and I yes. think you're going to take that comment back later okay. after you watch.
Okay, wait, do they bring Molly back?
They do.
Okay, oh my gosh,
do
I can't
you,
wait.
So I guess the question is, do you think Molly and Dave would have a connection, more of a connection?
I think that I don't know what he's expecting physically, like yeah. what his type is that he has, but I'm guessing that he does have a type, and mm-hmm. then... So potentially she could be in that or not in that. So that could already be a deal breaker.
Okay.
But I think their personalities and how they both seem just like not the nicest people, mm-hmm. to say it nicely. I think they deserve each other, and they would get along with like the snarty, like sarcastic comments that like they were kind of making towards the beginning. Like, their banter was more, they could put up with that. Whereas I think Lauren was kind of like a nicer person, I guess. And right. Dave was like trying to be like that at the beginning. And then it was kind of like, oh, she's not really like that. So like, I'm not going to keep doing that. But like with Molly, he could keep doing that with her and have more of like that banter. And that could like work for them.
Interesting. Well, when John and I, before we finished, caught up on all the episodes and we were watching them in the pods, John and I said, neither of these girls are girls he would date in the outside world, and there's no way it would work with either of these girls. Mm. I think he physically was looking for somebody who was like the hot girl, the girl he wants to chase. Mm-hmm. And I don't think either of those girls were casted as like the hot girl, the one to be chasing. Mm. I think like he like would have been so excited if he had. Do you remember the? Do you watch all the Love is Blinds?
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch the one? I don't. But did you watch the one with Jess, mm-hmm. where it was?
Oh yes, that was such a good season.
Right. I think like if he would have ended like she would have right. been the reveal, he would have been out of his mind. He
I'll introduce super, you to my sister.
Yeah, I'll introduce you to my sister.
This is like nothing right. against Lauren. I think Lauren is so like sweet
because she cute, is really pretty,
pretty, but in a more natural way and mm-hmm. just yeah. like different. I don't know. I mean, Jess is just gorgeous. Like,
yeah, look, I mean, know. Love is Blind is, they're not casting like when they cast hot, Too Hot to Handle, mm-hmm. right? It's right. a different, it's more like more normal looking people, right? Versus mm-hmm. people who like are like, you know, tens, right?
yeah.
And it's just, it's a fact, right? And
even The Bachelor.
Yeah, even The Bachelor tends to cast people who are just super hot, mm-hmm. right? But anyway, yeah, I think that, I mean, Molly and Lauren, cute girls, nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not the hottie that Dave's looking for right. to reveal to him that yeah. he would have taken home to sister and dad.
Yeah.
I think. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm excited for you to catch up so you can see how this kind of plays out.
Yeah.
Because it's actually pretty interesting. I found myself screaming at the TV, but not screaming at Dave. I was screaming at Lauren. Oh. Like, run, yeah. Lauren, run. It's how many cues do you need
yeah.
to run from this guy?
Yeah.
Run.
True.
So, yeah.
I really like, I think it's Joey and Monica.
Okay.
They're so cute together. I hope that they stick it out.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, no. Like,
we're not, no. our faces are we're not saying,
I'm
anything.
Trying to have a poker face here. Yeah. I'm not, there's actually, like, there's not as much to talk about with them. So.
I know.
I mean.
Do you think they're like a good couple?
Well,
yeah. What are your opinions?
Like, what I can say is I don't like, obviously nobody's seen the end and I haven't read any spoilers. So if yeah, you have, don't
I
tell
haven't.
Me. And I tried it on purpose not to, but like from the beginning of the, like from the time the pods ended and we had our, what is it? Four or five couples.
Mm-hmm.
I told John, I don't think any of these couples are going to make it.
Mm.
And
really?
I tend to still think that.
Okay.
Really?
I okay.
yeah.
I forget. I need to like I have the couples, the final couples pulled up. I think I need to look back at their names. I think
well, I hope that they make it to the end. My yeah, prediction currently is that they would make it to the end mm-hmm. and then that other couple with the blonde and the light brown hair guy. Not the one with the receding hairline cuz
oh, I know you're talking about. You're talking about the tall blonde.
Are you about Sarah and yes. Ben or Taylor and Daniel?
Sarah and Ben are the blonde and the brunette. Taylor and Daniel, she's more of like a blonde.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Sarah and Ben. Kay. I think that they are the best looking couple first off together.
Okay. Okay.
I think they match each other really
okay,
well.
Okay, physically they're match.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can and see that. I think the other couple, what's the other one? What's the other blonde?
Taylor and.
Is it Taylor and Daniel?
Yes.
Yes.
He's the one with a slight receding hairline. I think that they don't match physically
because
I think she's way more pretty than him.
Huh.
But I think for her, Love is Blind, and I think that's really sweet.
Okay. Okay.
I think they're a good I actually think they might be my number one. They'll make it.
Yeah. Really? If I had mm-hmm. to pick one, I would say them
and
too.
I actually okay. think they're genuinely the best suited for each other.
Okay.
In every way. Like
I think their personalities think are good.
Well, I think one of the things that helps is when they both bring their families into it. And
yeah.
both
have you
of
seen
them,
that yet?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So we won't say too much, but I think that seeing the families has really persuaded me to think if I had to pick one, yes.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I don't think any of them are going to make it. So we'll see.
Wow. I really feel strongly about Taylor and Daniel.
I can't yeah. believe that. So Daniel. Okay. I figured out who Daniel looks like. The whole show I was watching and I was like, who does he look like? Who does he look like? So did you guys ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is this guy. He's an actor, and he's older now. But when he was young, he was on Malcolm in the Middle. His name's Frankie Muniz.
Yes,
looks,
Frankie
to
Muniz.
To me, he looks just like him.
Oh, he kind of does.
Doesn't
yeah,
he?
I
he looks
yeah,
that.
He kind of does.
Oh my God, he looks, you know, just like him.
That's funny.
You know, I don't know if Alicia, you might have shown me this meme. I think people also say he kind of looks like JoJo Siwa.
He?
Yeah.
Looks like a girl?
If you, well, wait, no, yeah. No. The masculine version.
Oh, that's so weird.
I mean, like a male version.
Oh my God. That, you got to show, like, me the meme.
Wait,
that's
he kind of
so
looks like his, like JoJo Siwa's brother.
Facial features.
But to me, he gives, like, to me, that's not personality funny. Wise, but looks wise, he gives like Leonardo DiCaprio kind of vibe.
Okay.
Right?
I really like them together. Like, yeah. The more, yeah, I think they're
so
cute,
like,
together.
I know you don't think this, Alicia, but I think he's like a cutie. Like, I think, yeah. Like kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio or Frankie Muniz, or
I don't know
a cutie.
What it is about. I just think I don't think he's like completely ugly, but like he's definitely on the bottom of the totem pole.
He's not
of
your type.
Is it because he's.
Okay. Okay.
5'10" or what
he's
is how
eight. He's 5'8".
5'8". Okay.
No, I don't really care that much about height, and I can't really like tell.
So okay.
Anyways.
So I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. Who, like, if you had to pick three like people that everybody knows that you think are like super good looking, who would they be?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really bad at that.
Come on.
Cause I also don't know names that well.
Okay. Do you want to meet? I'll go first so you can think. Okay. All right. So I would say David Beckham.
Okay.
Brad Pitt. And who would be my third? I'm trying to think. All right, those are my two. Top two.
I don't know. Now I'm like, should I? I don't know. I just don't think about celebrities that way, maybe because I'm okay. More of a personality person. So, like, there's no one that, like, pops into my head.
But
not that I think everyone's ugly or something.
But physically, but like, you had opinions on it. So you must have a type.
What, yeah,
like,
I guess
you, like,
so.
Do you like brunettes? Do you like?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, here's a better question.
If we were going to set you up with someone,
it wouldn't be a man that looks like he looks boring.
Okay.
I actually do understand.
He looks so just like, okay. If you just look at him, he looks boring.
Well, that's interesting because a lot of people say in the show this season that all the guys looked the same.
Yeah.
Which I don't see that at all. I mean, other than there's a lot of white guys, but I don't think they look the same at all. So I have no idea what people are talking about.
I actually did think that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Like who
same.
Looks alike?
In the beginning.
I know it sounds crazy, okay. But like, I think like Mason, Daniel, Alex, like I kind of just got them all mixed up in the beginning.
Same.
I don't think Mason looks anything like anybody else.
I don't think he does now, but just at the beginning, I think when I was getting to know everybody, those three, Daniel, Alex, and Mason, I was just kind of like, wait, who's who?
But it wasn't because you're just getting to know them? Because they don't actually look, or they,
right.
They
no,
really
I don't think
alike.
They do now. I don't think they do now.
Okay. Because that's like saying like all white people look the same.
Right.
All white men that are even different heights look the same.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they do. Not to me. But we all see things different, so who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Daniel's a cutie. You don't, but we
no,
all have different.
I don't, yeah.
I don't know that I would date. I don't think I would date him though. Mm-mm. Like if I was younger.
I don't know if it's just the receding hairline that's like killing it for me.
Okay.
Maybe it's that.
So you're not into receding hairlines?
No.
Okay. So now good we have know. A type. Yeah. So now we know. If we ever set up Alicia, no receding hairlines. See, I would go for a guy with a receding hairline. But
I'm trying to look at him now. I have a picture pulled up. If you take that away, he's not as bad as I envision him. So maybe it's mostly just about that. Maybe I'm shallow with the
hairline. You are. That's really shallow. Well, you like what you like, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is. All right. So should we, anything else we want to talk about with Love is Blind? Or should we move on to a new topic?
I think that covers it. I'm excited to finish it.
Okay. I'm excited for you to finish it too. I can't wait. Okay. One more question with that. Okay. If you had to date one guy from Love is Blind, this is for both of you, even though Carolyn's happily married. If Andrew, if you're listening, we know she's happily married. I'm just making her answer this. If you had to date one guy from Love is Blind, who would it be? And this season.
Well, I think the one that I said, what was his name? The one that I said is the best looking couple.
Alex.
Obviously he is, it's Alex. So obviously he, I think is just the best looking out of all the men.
It's that's the taller brunette.
Let me see.
I think he's more blonde.
Wait, no,
right?
That's not Alex. I don't think it's that one.
It's Ben, isn't it? That's
or Ben. Sorry,
yeah.
Not Alex.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would date Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. What
I
about
can
you?
Never date Ben.
Me neither.
You
I
need
could
to
never.
Watch the rest of the episode.
I couldn't. Well, I couldn't date him anyway. Like in
oh
the pods.
No.
Yeah. No.
He was. The problem with Ben, and I don't. you know, I consider myself somewhat of a matchmaker for you. Ben isn't strong in his opinions and beliefs. Mm. And you're very strong.
That's true. That's
you're
very strong-willed. I'm very shocked that you...
That's true.
Yeah. Elise's very strong-willed. Mm-hmm. And he would follow you around like a puppy dog and it would drive you nuts. It would drive you nuts.
That's the worst.
So that is not a good match for you at all. So maybe you shouldn't be picking.
Maybe I was just thinking about looks. Maybe I need to...
Please, all right, that's fine. So... looks wise, that's your type.
Yeah, maybe so. Out of all of them, yeah.
But yeah, his personality is not strong enough for you at all.
Yeah, I did. Now that you say that, I do remember how he kind of like was like, well, I don't know.
Same. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Like anything she said.
That is the worst.
And
so
I did not like her. I could not. I can't stand her. And he just follows her around. And anyway. Mm. All right. So what about you, Carolyn? Pick one.
It's so hard because genuinely, and I don't think these are all bad guys for the people they're with. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them I think are actually just bad guys. Mm-hmm. But there's like nobody that I'm like. Who would you say?
So, well, because I have to answer it.
Yeah, you have to.
Even though I don't care for any of them, I would pick either Mason or Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Which one was Mason? Oh.
I wish we'd be. I cannot believe you would say Dave.
Yep, I knew you wouldn't be
Dave.
Able to believe it.
Dave,
that's crazy.
Mason or Dave?
I'm actually shocked that you'd say Dave.
Well, are you gonna ask me why?
Yes,
okay.
Why?
So like I feel like I want to get to the core of knowing who he is, and I think he's playing a personality that he's not.
Mm. I want to like break him down.
I want to break him down. Like I'm so interested, right? And obviously, mm-hmm. I'd have to be in this level. I have to be in like my early 20s, mm-hmm. right? So you have to imagine me a completely different person than I am now, right? And mm-hmm. I want to see what's inside Dave's head because I think it's all an act. I think it's all fake.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I
want
to know the
act.
Sister. I want to know. I want to pass the test of getting introduced to the sister.
Okay.
Right?
It's like a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I like. So yeah, it'd be Dave or Mason. What about you, Carolyn? Now it's your turn. You're up.
Okay. I do think when I say this, like, I really cannot imagine, like, we would not be a good match, Joey. But I do like his energy for life. Like, okay. I do, like, appreciate that.
Very goofy.
And, like, I feel like he's more, like, just, like, look-wise, like, I like a really I feel like he has a masculine, like, facial structure. Mm-hmm. And so, I guess, but, like, he's a little too goofy for me.
Do you like long hair?
I actually do.
Okay.
Which is funny because my husband is bald, but I also like bald. I'm not like thinking about, like Alicia about the hair. I actually like the long hair for him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I think it suits him and his personality really well.
Yeah.
Not that it's not my preference, but I think it fits him. I think it just depends on like what fits the person. And maybe that guy that's got a receding hairline, like it doesn't fit him well. Because mm-hmm. some men could pull that off. I don't know.
Do you think Joey off camera is a little less on?
Maybe so.
Probably a little less, but I do think that's hard to fake. Like, fake to that. Like, if it wasn't him at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because for me, it's too, like, I couldn't date
him. Right,
that's
what I'm
saying.
But
I'm guessing he's a little less, he's playing it up a little bit for the camera, right? Because when you have a camera on you, I can only imagine how nerve-wracking that is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I always try to think that when I'm watching it, like, oh, I'm sure that you have a lot of anxiety having all cameras on you all the time. So I'm sure you're not totally yourself, right? So different characteristics about you come out maybe differently than they do when you're in your normal life, right? So my guess is he probably tones it down a little bit when the cameras aren't on.
Yeah. Probably.
But yeah, anyway. All right, so you got Joey and you've got Ben, and then I'm on Mason / Dave.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. So we all, well, if we were on it, at least we wouldn't be going for the same guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you got to catch up on this and then we'll follow up on the conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. What else you got for us?
Well, okay. So some news in the baby space. So Peppa Pig, you know, the show Peppa Pigs, the mom is pregnant.
What?
What? Wait, what?
So Kylie Kelsey has a podcast and had Peppa Pig's mom on as a guest to announce that she's
pregnant. Wait, did she do like a whole like hour interview or like?
I don't think it was like a whole interview, but it was like a few minutes. And like Kylie Kelsey was going back and forth with like the cartoon and the cartoon had a little podcast mic in it.
Oh,
weird.
And she like pulled up like an ultrasound of like a pig in her stomach. She had like a little baby bump.
Wow.
And she's due in like, I think she said like June or something.
So this is the second baby.
Third.
Oh, she has two. Peppa, oh, that's right.
Peppa has George.
Okay.
And yeah, so there was like another news segment where they like interviewed her and stuff. And it's so funny to me. And I think it's just funny from like a PR perspective, mm-hmm. from like the show is mm-hmm. like, hey, let's get all these people to interview Peppa Pig's mom.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
So when she has the baby, do you think the baby will stay a baby forever?
That's what people are saying, because Peppa Pig's been stuck at, you know, two or whatever for right. years.
Yeah.
So they'll probably age up the other two kids mm-hmm. to have the baby be a baby for a
Wait,
long
Peppa's
time.
Wait, Peppa's only two?
I can't remember. Doesn't she talk somewhere around there.
Like really well?
Isn't it a boy?
Oh, it's a boy?
I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes.
I thought Peppa Pig was a girl.
I don't know.
Wait, Peppa and George, right?
Yeah.
So isn't George the brother?
I don't know.
All right, let's Google it. I have no idea.
But yeah, I'm excited, and you know how I guess baby names?
Oh.
I'm going to guess the name.
What do you have?
Okay, so they asked her like who or what baby name they're going to go with, mm-hmm. and they said that once the baby comes out, then they'll name the baby. But if Peppa Pig, I think they did say that it's a girl.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. But if it's a boy, well, if it's a girl, I'm going to guess Flora.
Ooh.
Kitty.
Okay.
Ziggy.
Okay.
These are really good. These seem really on brand.
Don't
yeah.
they?
Gosh,
and then
yes.
if it's a boy, I have a longer list.
Okay, let's hear
Edmund, because okay. it's a British show.
Oh, I like Edmund. That's nice.
Cecil.
Ooh.
Rufus. I can totally see Rufus.
Okay.
Benedict. And they call him Benny. Digby.
Oh.
Lawrence. They call him Laurie.
Okay.
Wilfred, they call him Willie. Or Ziggy for also a boy.
I'm just like trying to imagine you like at home, like writing these down. Like you probably have a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I have
notes. How long did this take you?
And then like I don't know, maybe like 5 minutes.
I like Edmund. That's
I think
cute.
I could totally see that. It's at the top. So
Edmund Pig. Edmund Pig.
Yeah. With their little
Peppa
accents.
And Edmund. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
But it's a girl, you said?
I wrote down girl, but I don't remember her saying that, so I don't know if I have that
Wait,
wrong.
Wait, so your girl names are Flora and what else?
Kitty and Ziggy.
I like Ziggy.
I'm not very strong on the girl because I only have three, so I couldn't think of any good ones for that. So they might come to me later. The baby's due in June.
I'm going to narrow your list down to, what did I say? Edmund and...
Yeah, you liked Edmund.
And what girl name was it?
I just Flora, forgot. Kitty, or Ziggy?
Ziggy. I'm going
okay.
Ziggy and Edmund. Ziggy could be a boy too, though.
I have Ziggy at the end of my boy list, too.
Yeah, I like those. What are your favorites, Carolyn, of her list?
I think you said Rufus, mm-hmm. Ziggy, Flora. I like those three.
Okay.
Those are good.
On brand for them, for sure.
All right, mm-hmm. so when is she due, did you say?
End of summer.
All right, so end of summer, we're going to follow up and mm-hmm. see if Alicia was right with any of her name choices. Yep. That will be fun.
I have so many babies due in the summer that I have guesses for.
We have to follow up.
Yeah.
See if you're right. You're really good at this.
Thank you.
This is a natural skill of yours that I would have never guessed. Yeah. You never cease to surprise me with your diverse range of hobbies.
Yep. Yep.
It's crazy. Very interesting. You're an interesting person.
Yep.
All right. What else we got?
Okay. I saw something on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your opinions.
Okay.
Someone says, recently attended a kid's birthday party. Turns out everyone had to pay for their own entry tickets. No food, no drinks, not even cake, cupcakes, or water. Kids played, then left. Mm-hmm. Everyone still brought gifts. I tried to act normal, but honestly, what was that?
Wait, where was it at?
It looks like a kid's like play, like, you know, indoor play space. Looks like they have like a roller skating rink. Like something where you have to get pay to enter. Like a okay. kid's indoor play space. And it's saying that... So they got invited when they showed up.
How did they get invited? Was it just word of mouth or did they get an invite?
I don't know.
A card?
True. Oh, true. How personal.
Okay.
Or was it like the whole class in school, you know, where you're obligated to invite every student?
Either way, I feel like that's so tacky and bad.
Well, okay. So I think it's, yes, I think it's tacky. But what I think what Alicia said is interesting. Like, was it like, oh, by the way, we're having his party at so-and-so place. Anybody can come.
I think if you do that, though, you got to be ready to, I think, I don't know. I've never taken my kids to a birthday party. and then had to pay for them to enter. I would be shocked. I'd be like, what?
I haven't either. But how did it work then? Did like a million people show up? Was there actually a party room? Or was there no actual, sure. How did the birthday party go?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I think the lack of food and drink for free is more my issue. The ticket thing, I think, is less of an issue, but I don't know kid birthday party etiquette. I would expect to be fed for free, though.
Can you read the first part again? I want to hear.
Okay. Recently attended a kid's birthday party. Turns out everyone had to pay their own entry tickets. No food, no drinks, not even cake, cupcakes, or water. Kids played, then left. Everyone still brought gifts.
Okay, so I guess I need to know more. There's too many questions. Yeah. So like if it was like hey, it's so and so, it's my son's birthday and we're going over to Great Wolf Lodge. Mm-hmm. Feel free to come over and hang out for the day. Then I can see maybe, you know, it's not a tradition, like it's not a real birthday.
Right.
It's just we're hanging out, it's his birthday.
It's more casual.
Right.
It's just like show up.
But if they said, hey, it's my son's party and I want to invite you to his birthday party. It's so-and-so time. It's so-and-so date. Mm-hmm. He would love for your son to come. That's different. Right. So I'm trying to be forgiving of the person, obviously. And I tend to think like you, I think that that's really weird. But I also don't know where it was. There's too many things that aren't explained.
And were they warned ahead of time or did they show up and have to pay?
True. I don't know. I don't have any answers, but.
Hmm. So normally, is there like a package deal that you like pay for?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and normally for something like that, there's like, you know, a limit. Like you can invite. I don't know what the limit is, but
what was the price? We don't know the price either.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, I've heard this new thing that people complain about with birthday parties where like you're hosting a birthday party and you know, maybe you have it's a 5-year-old and you invite the 5-year-old and the mom brings the 5-year-old and then she brings her 3-year-old and then she brings her 1-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you have all these people who weren't invited because it's inconvenient for the mom to stay because she has more kids than that. So I wonder if this is like a new trend because some of the moms are fed up with that. I don't know. I'm out of that birthday party stage.
Okay, I feel like for that, usually it will say, people will either say, let me know if you want to bring siblings.
Okay.
Or no siblings, please.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of times people do clarify.
You should communicate that.
Or, I don't know. I think my kids are starting to get to an age where it's just assumed, like, you're not bringing siblings. Like, I think the older they get, the more the assumption is you don't have, like, you're not bringing. You can, if they're old enough to drop off, why are you don't even need to, like, bring.
Right.
Yes.
But I think if when that's young, when they're, like, younger, a lot of times people will either say, like, let me know, like, if you want to, or they might they might not say anything on the invitation, but they might, like, reach, like, if they know people have younger siblings, they might be like, hey, like, let me know if you want to bring so-and-so.
I don't even know, like, how do people invite to birthday parties nowadays?
I feel like almost.
Do you get a card or an Evite?
Evite. I think I've only gotten
Evites. So have you gotten an Evite that says no siblings?
Yeah. And it will usually say like no siblings, please. Space is limited. Like they like in a friendly way. Like we only have, you know, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
Like if they paid for a party with 30 kids and they invited 30 kids. Like especially when it's like a trampoline, like something where just numbers matter.
Right. Where you can only have
like
a certain amount of people.
I mean, if like we've got, I mean, we've also gone to birthday parties where someone just like hosted it at a park.
Right.
And like brought some soccer balls out for the boys. Then it's like, okay, who
bring your
like,
family.
Bring your family. And then a lot of times like I won't even necessarily like let my other kids like eat any, like usually like, oh, like you guys are more than welcome to join.
Right.
You just kind of feel it out.
I've never
would bring extra siblings to something where it's like a pay to enter.
Mm. Right.
Without somebody specifically being
have
like,
you,
oh, you should bring them.
Have you been to a party, though, where there's other people there that have brought siblings?
Yeah.
Okay, that it was inappropriate because it was a pay to kind of
probably
jump on the trampoline thing?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I just know that happens, and I'm pretty sure I've been at once where that has happened.
And then the host is like, I don't have any space. And
yeah,
awkward.
Or I sometimes, like, I've gone to birthday parties where it's a like a trampoline place, and it's like, if you bring siblings, just like you're going to pay for, like they can the come, hook. But you're on the hook to pay for them. But right. then sometimes I feel like last month they're like, oh, like I bought a few extra, whatever.
Or someone didn't show up. Someone yeah. sick
so,
or
so
whatever.
I've had that happen yeah. too, where it's like, I have two younger kids mm-hmm. with me and I know that it's like okay to bring them, but I'm paying for the younger sibling.
Yeah.
But then I've had it where they're like, oh, you know, we actually have some extra spots. Like got it. We've got it. Mm. So. Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Birthday party etiquette. Let us know if you guys have any crazy stories. If you were the host, did you have people bring people they weren't supposed to, or did you make people pay for everything?
Wow, that's good to know.
And not I didn't give
know
food or water.
There's so much to it. That sounds stressful to plan.
I feel like I remember doing one pump it up, mm-hmm. pump it up.
Yeah,
it's like kind of like a jumping place. You like move. I don't know why you move from room to room, just for different jumping experiences.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
I kind of spent so long, but I can't even remember if it was Harper or Rex. And I do remember one person brought a sibling, and I remember feeling awkward because the sibling was just standing there.
Oh,
right. And I just thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
like, but I don't. I must not have. If I would have had extras, I probably would have offered it to her.
Oh, you mean they had to stand there because there wasn't like.
Well, the parent was there, and then I remember the kid was there. I don't remember who it was. Like mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
Right. It was so long ago. But I do remember that happening one time to me, but I tried to just not overthink it. Like, this is like an hour and a half party. They probably have somewhere to go right after.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so she's just standing there with her dad or her mom, whoever she was with. But I don't remember offering. I almost feel like maybe I didn't offer because she was too big. Mm. Right. Because yeah. usually you have to be in a certain age group to be with the other age group.
Oh.
So she was like too big to be jumping with the little kids. So she had to stand there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I do remember thinking that it was a little awkward.
Got it.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to put myself back there. But I know there's so many I've read so many birthday party stories about this topic, and
yeah,
it is. There's a lot of opinions. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I'm at the stage now where like my middle son, it's like, do we? I don't always know if I'm supposed to stay or leave. I mean, he's seven now,
mm-hmm.
but if it's depending on where it is, it's like, do you like, he doesn't have a phone or any, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're figuring that out. But my husband took him to a party over the weekend, and after like, I don't know, maybe 2 hours, he texted me. He's like, how long am I supposed to stay here?
Your husband?
Yeah. I was like, well, yeah, are other parents there? I don't know.
Where was the party?
It was at like an arcade,
okay,
like laser tag place, okay. And so he found like a table, like there, and they have like a restaurant, kind of like food court. So
right.
he like sat down like away from them and like mm-hmm. gave them space and just like brought like a laptop to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, like talk, like go to find our kid and like ask him like is there any more planned things? Like, do they still have to do cake or open presents, or is there like a planned thing, or is it just like, is the party over and you're just.
Was there like an end time on the invitation?
No.
So like, to me, I actually like an end time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to a party where if there's no end time, this could go on for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Because for me, that would like, this is going to sound horrible, but it's true. That would be my worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. I have to spend 5 hours at a birthday party on a Saturday afternoon with a bunch of little kids. So like, I want an end time.
Yeah.
So if I was hosting a party, there is an end time. True. You come at 2, you're out at 4. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. Right? That's enough.
That's fine.
So I don't blame Andrew for like, it's kind of like going into the abyss.
Yeah.
Like when
he's like, how long am I supposed to
stay here? What are we
going to
do here? Yeah.
Like, it was like I had been 2 hours, right? I was like, well, like, did they do Kate? Like read the context clues, you know, what's happening.
How did it turn out for him?
I think he just went over to the parent, like talked to the adults for a little bit, mm-hmm. like checked on our kid and was just like, okay, I think it's time to go. Like, you know, like we said, wrap it up.
I think most hosts too want to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Right. Like you don't want to be there all day either.
Yeah.
Like I don't, maybe some people love parties, but I'm not a big party person.
Yeah.
So if I'm hosting for my 5-year-old and I have 25 5-year-olds there, it's like, let's call it a day.
Yeah.
This is good. We got our energy out. We had a good celebration. We made some memories for my son mm-hmm. or my daughter. And, you know, now we can go home and relax.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Spill with Spearmint.